Welcome back in the Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Thursday. Well, it is always a pleasure to welcome back in the Press Row Chattanooga FC coach Peter Fuller, good friend of the show, and of course CFC. Took their first loss of the season this past weekend, going up to Michigan and losing 2-1 to Michigan Stars FC. Coach, how are you today?
Guys, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Cannot complain. Cannot complain. Richard Dixon is great when he comes on here, and he was here last week, and he said, you know, he knew, and everybody knew, and y'all had been preaching it. He goes, we all knew that the competition is going to be tougher this week when we go to Michigan. Was it just something right away that was pretty evident that was a step up in opposition?
Absolutely, yeah. There's no question about it. And, you know, they had – you've got to take everything in context, obviously. We had a couple of injuries early on in the week during training, which eliminated a couple of the players, a couple of key guys. The other side of it is they hadn't played a game since the 20th of June at just an exhibition, and the video that we got from it was pretty much useless. So obviously they had three games of ours to scout, and we had nothing on them, and we did the best we could with what we knew, but unfortunately it didn't tell us an awful lot about them. And to be honest, I thought they had the exact right game plan for whom we put out last weekend, and we shot ourselves in the foot a little bit too. Had a number of guys that had poor performances, and I think they outworked us a little bit too, and that probably for me, in terms of my economy when it comes to the game, that's something that you're going to play badly. There's going to be times you're going to really struggle. The one thing you can always control is your work rate and how you deal with the good things that happen and the setbacks that happen. And we dealt with those things poorly, and in the end, probably got what we deserved.
When we talked with Richard, he was explaining that y'all left at midnight last week, and you know, y'all had a bus that had the bed type situation, which sounded good. But we also talked about Justin. I know y'all had the trip to Columbia for the match that got canceled, but just all the COVID-related requirements that y'all have as far as the mask mandates and just such isolation in the hotel rooms and food being delivered in sacked bags and prepared type meals. How was that whole process just going to Michigan and back, dealing with all those rules and regulations you had to?
I think we handled our side of it very, very well. The problem is when you go on the road, there are certain things that are out of your control, particularly in terms of how the other team handles the locker room, the post-game meals, the facility that you're going to use to play on, the light, all of those kinds of things, the officials, all of those kinds of things. And to be, again, not to be... I'll be kind. Michigan Stars weren't ready for prime time, and there were a number of things that were out of our control, that were in their control, that were handled, to be kind, poorly. Now, the officiating, I thought, was outstanding, one of the best we've had, and I thought the fellas that did the center and the linesmen were outstanding. So, no complaints as far as that goes, but there are certain things when you're playing at a pro level that you expect, and listen, they're going through growing pains, I'm sure too. So, but there were a few things, and I think we handled those things poorly. Our reaction to them was poor, and I think regardless of what Detroit throws at us this weekend, I think we'll be much better prepared to deal with it and handle it.
Peter, the news just a few moments ago that the Southern Conference is canceling fall sports, so there will be no UTC football at Finley Stadium
right
this fall. You know, I know the MLS with its MLS's back tournament had some hiccups out of the gate, but then overall it was a overwhelming success as far as safety. And I know the MLS is moving forward, resuming season with teams in home cities and social distancing, but fans in the crowd. What is the next step here in Chattanooga? When can CFC start playing before? Because we've talked countless times. I mean, if there's one team that can do it, it's you guys in a 20,000-seat stadium. When can fans start? Are we any closer to fans for CFC matches?
Your question is one that I don't have an answer for. I mean, I think it's in the hands of the politicians and the health people. I know that we could put 5,000 people in there. I know that Jeremy Olivar, our executive director, I know that he's been in the stadium countless times with some of our staff with tape measures, going through everything. He's put charts together, graphs together, all of that. It's very frustrating. And it's an economic hardship for the club, and I'm trying to be very careful about what I say, but at the same time, I think if anybody in our league, I think if anybody in the USL League One, I think anybody in the USL Championship is capable of being able to put people in a stadium, have them socially distanced, and do it the right way, it's us. There's no question about that. And we've been a good partner to the city for a long time. And my hope is that continues. I want us to have a good relationship with the city and be able to play in our home venue and be able to play in front of our many, many fans.
You're listening to Chattanooga FC coach Peter Fuller. His team coming off a 2-1 loss to the Michigan Stars FC. This week it is Detroit City FC, Saturday night, 7:30. You're listening to Coach Fuller here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, I appreciate your diplomacy, but I need to follow up on that question. If you had to rank your frustration on the conversations about allowing fans back, knowing that you're still, I don't know, 2 weeks away from your next home game. If you had to rank it on a 1 to 10, 10 being so frustrated you had to watch only Andy Griffith in color, what is your frustration level?
That's a good one, actually. Hey, Andy Griffith in color sucks.
Oh, it's terrible. I mean, it's awful, Coach. It's awful.
It is. It's terrible. It's high. It's high. It's on the high end of that scale you just give it. So I understand the health concerns. I understand that this is a serious illness, certain portions of our population. I understand that we need to take care of that end of our population. I also think that this pandemic, it's got a lot of layers, and a lot of the layers that are involved with it don't have a lot to do with it. And we're trying to focus on the ones that do have something to do with people that are our supporters that would be in grave danger with this. But at the same time, I don't see how I would love to believe that we could put a game on in Finley Stadium and do it safely. Do it safely.
All right, Coach. So. You know me, and I don't want to – I mean, this is – I appreciate, honestly, the touch you had around this conversation, because I know if we were kicking back a cold one, you'd have a few more things to say that may even curl my toenails. But I want
as long as you didn't have a microphone or a tape recorder,
right.
Probably.
Right.
Yeah.
The last line of the column I wrote for the Times Free Press today I think, and these are my words, not Coach Peter Fuller's, we are fighting the rampant fear of this virus every bit as much as we are fighting the virus itself.
Yeah, I talked about layers of this, and that's one of the layers for sure. I don't think we as human beings function our best when we're in fear. And I think there's a lot of people afraid right now, and it's a shame.
It's not going to be best case scenario, but I've had several people ask me after the very successful debut of local televised, do you guys have any plans or discussions to figure out a way to get your product locally on TV when y'all return home later this month?
Again, I think the hard part, we would love to be on TV. We'd love to be on local TV every game if possible. Obviously, I don't think we're any different than most lower division soccer teams in the country. You've got to have revenue coming in to be able to spend money. And
right.
At this point right now, that's a real struggle for us. And we're working our hardest, right from the players right on through technical staff, front office staff, Jeremy, Olivier Lemaire, our CFO, Tim Selly, our chairman, our board. We're trying to come up with as many ways as we possibly can to create and generate revenue. But unless we've got that, it just makes it real, real difficult to put the games on TV. And I promise you, if you ask anybody within the organization, we would pray to be able to do that again. That was an absolute winner, that first, having the Georgia Revolution game on TV.
Absolutely.
The guy was brilliant. Really good.
Yeah, those announcers were really good.
The whole thing was, I've watched more CFC soccer this year than I've watched NBA basketball. And that is, I mean, honestly.
Have you
and
really?
Seriously, because I watched the entire second half of y'all's game and would have watched more, but I've already asked too many serious questions, Coach. I feel like I'm breaking out in hives. Does anybody call you Petey?
Let's see. Not if they want me to answer.
Fair enough, Coach. Fair enough.
You're listening to Peter Fuller, the Chattanooga FC head coach. Have y'all stayed up in Michigan? What's been y'all's game plan playing the Michigan Stars in Detroit City back-to-back?
No, we came home, took the sports bus home Saturday night, had Sunday off, back in for a light session on Monday, gone Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week here, and we'll leave the same schedule. We'll leave at midnight tonight.
Wow.
And then head to Michigan. Training at 1 o'clock tomorrow at the stadium, Keyworth Stadium there in Detroit. And then obviously play Saturday night at 7:30. So it's a tough stretch for us, and we knew it would be. What we obviously didn't count on, we didn't count on the injury. Obviously Brian Bement out with an injury. He's our leading scorer and one of our most experienced pros. Him getting hurt in training last week really hurt us. We're going through a bad stretch at the wrong time, you've got some older pros guys in this team that are great pros. Richard Dixon, Ian McGrath, Eric Panzer, then obviously Brian Bement, who I mentioned, Sean Russell. But the problem that you've got is you've got a ton of young guys here too, and for the young guys just going through a stretch like this and a difficult time like this, they're not as equipped to handle it as the older ones. And to be fair, our older guys have done a great job this week. Juan Hernandez, Richard, they've really really tried to brighten guys' spirits and get them back working. And you guys know this; you've been around sports, you know, probably as long as I have, although you're not as old. But the the thing with it is, the game against Michigan Stars was last Saturday. I mean, we're going to play Detroit this Saturday. You can't carry that baggage with you. You got to leave it, let it go. We learn our lessons, and we move on. And that's how I'm viewing it. That's how the whole staff's viewing it. And that's how the players need to look at it. Another great opportunity against a really good team. And I'm excited for it.
All right, Coach, thank you so much. Safe travels. Have a wonderful, safe time. Go up there and get that dub against Detroit City FC. We always appreciate you joining us here on Press Row.
Good luck, Petey.
Guys, this one time I'm going to answer to that. Thanks, only because you guys. That's the only reason. Listen, you guys have been so good to us, and can't thank you enough for having me on and for the support you've given our organization.
Absolutely. Take care. Safe travels. Get that dub. We'll talk to you soon. Peter Fuller, the coach of the Chattanooga FC. 648-1051 is the number. We'll revisit the Painter Ready poll question when we come back here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.